Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hey family, you are welcome to today's podcast. In this episode, we will be looking at a profound message titled, The Power of Gratitude. Our Bible text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, which says, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In her famous TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, researcher and author Brene Brown shared a moment from her life that highlights the transforming power of gratitude. Brene confessed how years of research into human connection and happiness kept bringing her back to one simple truth. Joyful people actively practice gratitude. They don't just feel thankful when life is good. They intentionally find reasons to give thanks every day, especially in the small, ordinary moments. She told a story about how keeping a gratitude journal, even during difficult seasons, helped her become more grounded and joyful. She realized that gratitude wasn't just a feeling, it was a daily choice. This discovery changed how she approached life and relationships. Now let me ask you, when was the last time you paused to count your blessings? Not just the big ones, but the small, easily overlooked moments? Gratitude has a power that goes beyond making us feel good for a moment. It realigns our focus, shifts our perspective, and opens our eyes to God's constant goodness. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Thessalonian church, didn't say, give thanks when things are going your way. Instead, he said, give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Why? Because gratitude is God's will for us. It is His way of teaching us contentment, faith, and joy, no matter what season we find ourselves in. Think about this. What if the very thing you're complaining about today, someone else is desperately praying for? That job you find exhausting? That family member who seems over-demanding? Even the challenges that make you want to give up? Could they actually be hidden blessings in disguise? When we choose gratitude, something powerful happens inside us. Our hearts soften, our eyes open, fear gives way to faith, anxiety makes room for peace. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6-7, Paul again writes, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Did you catch that? Even when we are bringing our worries to God, He asks that we wrap them in thanksgiving. Why? Because gratitude keeps our hearts anchored in hope. Take a moment right now to reflect on these things. What is one thing, just one, that you can genuinely thank God for today? Is it the breath in your lungs? A friend who checks on you? A small answered prayer? Or simply the fact that God woke you up this morning with new mercies? Friend, cultivating a heart of gratitude doesn't mean ignoring your struggles. It means choosing to see God's fingerprints even in the hard places. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. It shifts our focus from what's missing to what's present. It opens the door for more joy, more peace, and more of God's presence in our daily lives. So as you step into today, make a decision. Pause often. Give thanks quickly. See blessings everywhere. And whenever life feels heavy, whisper this simple prayer. Lord, help me to see you in every moment, and help me never forget to say thank you. Before the day ends, can you list three things you're grateful for? Write them down, and watch how it lifts your spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of today and for the reminder of the power of gratitude. Help us to cultivate hearts that see your goodness in every situation. Teach us to give thanks in all circumstances, whether in joy or in challenge. Fill our hearts with peace, hope, and joy that comes from knowing you are always with us. As we step into this day, Lord, order our steps, fill our minds with positive thoughts, and let your favor go before us. May we see your hand in every detail and choose gratitude over worry. Bless the work of our hands and surround us with your love and protection. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go into today with a thankful heart, because gratitude changes everything. If this message has blessed you, kindly share it with someone. Have a pleasant day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.